On Tech Daily today, we are here at the Australian Toy and Hobby Fair. And with me is the president of the Australian Toy Association, David Hendy.
Hi, Andy. How are you going?
Excellent. What an amazing week for anyone in the toy industry. Tell us what exactly is going on at the Toy and Hobby Fair this week.
Well, firstly, there's a lot of buzz around here, the Toy Fair, and this is the one time of the year that we get all our retailers from around the world to come here and look at what's new and exciting. What's exciting? I guess you're starting to see some really, firstly, great year of great movies coming out. You know, we've got, as you know, the Lego movie that's just hitting in America. Unbelievable success. You've got Ninja Turtles movie coming out. You've got a new Spider-Man movie coming out. You've got Transformers movie coming out. So there's big movies.
And, I mean, speaking of Lego, you've had the awards last night for all of my various categories of Toy of the Year, and Lego's come out a winner, hasn't it?
Yeah, they've done it again. They are a machine, but that is the Toy of the Year, the Lego movie product spaceship. And I've got to say, they deserve it. They've done a great job. So it should be a good item for them.
What else came out on top in last night's awards?
Well, you've got a lot here. The Girls' Toy of the Year, the Global Discovery Digibirds. Digibirds been out for a while, but it's a new version of that product. Craft was ourselves. We had Crazy Loom, which has become a phenomenon around the world. Little girls making bracelets on these looms. About 3,000 years old, I guess, the old loom, but it's there you go. It's come back. Educational toys. We had Tin Can Cabbie Car Kit, which is a put-together kit for kids educational. Moose had the Game of the Year, which is their own development, Z by Zombies, which explains itself, quite a fun game for little kids. The hobby product of the year was Micro Quadcopter, which is really a lot of fun, but that's dad can have a lot of fun with that too, and the kids. And the outdoor toy of the year was Nerf Zombie Strike, which, you know, the Nerf phenomenon has been going for a while. The preschool toy of the year was Lego again. They got Duplo, which is for younger children. We had the licensed product of the year was Giggle Peppa Pig, which is a preschool license on the ABC. We had, just trying to think what else we had there, development toy of the year was Mutant Mania Arena, which was a great product developed by Moose again. And I'm just trying to think, what else did we have? We had, did I mention all of them? I think, yes, we had a preschool product of the year, which was from ourselves, Head Start, which was a Little Tykes product, a baby walker.
All right, so plenty of winners last night, some products to look out for. Anything else there that maybe didn't score an award that is worth looking out for, or maybe just a general trend as, you know, a certain way things are going in terms of what's going to be big for kids this year?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, those movies. And the reason I mentioned those movies, there's no doubt we're getting a lot of toy product from spin-off of movies. And I think you're going to see a lot of movie-type product out in the stores this year, which will be very, very strong.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the rest of the Toy Fair, and thanks again for joining us on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy. Have a lot of fun around the fair.
Will do. Cheers.